wave that is caught in a chasm. And, you know, like we think of our lives as being unique. And of course we're the result of millions of years of evolution. We are related to each other. We have like interdependence. You can't lean on a table without having like growth and handling from other human beings. The sense of interdependence and of the possible interrelationship, like between the sculpture and the landscape that you find in Stone King, that's ecstatic. That's a moment that is wonderful. And people react to it that way. I've seen students running to see the Goldsworthy piece because they felt that this is a different way of relating to the land. And they love that. They appreciate that much more now. And I think at the root of it all was this innocent vision that Ted Ogden had.
You've been talking now quality in human beings expressed in sculpture.
How? I don't want to say quality. That's
how do you know when you look at a work of art that it has style? Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, let's call it electricity or something like that. I there's this horrible confusion I find myself using of like other people do, but you know, like there is no good or bad in terms of art. Good or bad are moral words. They have to do with human ethics and the way people behave towards one another. You know, like in sculpture, there's a certain charge, there's certain electricity to certain pieces. There's a way that a piece will join to the landscape, like a Richard Serra will, or the great Calder will, or the Tal Streeter's lightning bolt will. At that moment, you are looking at a kind of an ecstatic vision that is realized. But there is no way of finding out what the voltage is. It's only something that is internal. It's how much you can understand what form and space do. I can't explain it. If you wanted me to explain it, it would be beaten to the ground. What is our innocence? What is our guilt? All are naked. None is safe. And from where is courage? The unanswered question, the resolute doubt, dumbly calling, deftly listening, that in misfortune, even death encourages others, and in its defeat stirs the soul to be strong. He sees deep and is glad who accedes to mortality, and in his imprisonment rises upon himself as the sea in a chasm, struggling to be free and unable to be. In its surrendering finds its continuing. So he who strongly feels behaves. The very bird, grown taller as he sings, steals his form straight up. Though he is captive, his mighty singing says, satisfaction is a lowly thing. How pure a thing is joy. This is mortality. This is eternity.